Looking for a change from turkey leftovers? Consider a non-native fish that many experts say is literally filling up Illinois' rivers and lakes. Asian carp. It's what's for dinner. And it's next on WSIU in Focus. Even if you don't spend a lot of time outdoors, you've probably heard of this fish. Illinois Department of Natural Resources biologist Kevin Iron certainly has.
For the last 10 years, I've actually been the program manager for aquatic nuisance species here in Illinois. One of the biggest invaders we've had, or aquatic nuisance species, were the Asian carp. Actually, four different species of Asian carps. The common ones, that when we say Asian carp, we instantly go to those videos of fish jumping out of the water, hitting people.
Right.
And those are silver carp. The other carp that we see has a very large head. Kind of looks like a salmon's head on upside down. If you look at it, that's what it looks like. Those are big head carp. Then we have two other Asian carps in this family, all minnows, by the way. There's a grass carp as well as a black carp.
And the problem with these large minnows, they're eating machines, and they're very successful at breeding.
They're competing for the algae, and the big head and silver carp have evolved to be very good plankton eaters, better than our native fish.
And how efficient are they at making more Asian carp?
There's so many of them. They reproduce in numbers by the millions. A 40-pound adult female may have as many as 4 million eggs.
And to help get rid of at least some of these invaders, the IDNR is working on a campaign to get people to eat the fish. And because Asian carp eat mostly microscopic plankton and algae, Iron says they taste good.
It is. You can call them the cows of the fish world, perhaps. They feed up in the water column, generally right below the surface in general. Asian carp feed up on, like you said, the microscopic plants and animals. They don't bioaccumulate. I've been kind of told by chefs they're a chameleon. They are so lacking of strong flavor. If you want to flavor it like a taco meat, you can flavor it like a taco meat. There are companies now grinding it up, making great products. You can make burgers or tacos. You can actually, they are bony in general, but there are ways you can take chunks of meat off, and I compare it to crappie. White, firm, and it can be some of the best fish out there.
One chef, Cristado's co-owner Nicholas Stewart, agrees, and the first time he ate Asian carp.
You know, it reminded me of northern pike. I've worked with northern pike, and I used to fish for it when I was a kid up in Minnesota. On vacation, and it had a similar flavor and smell to it, but it was not overly fishy, and it just smelled bright and clean.
And when he heard that the IDNR was looking for chefs for a public tasting event held earlier this fall at Giant City State Park, he jumped at the chance.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of carp in general. There's a lot of great things that you can make out of them. And when I heard that they wanted me to try to do something with the Asian carp, I was all for it. I ended up making sort of a version of Vescovich fish, which is it's a kind of a Caribbean thing where you brine fish. It can be any kind of fish, but I thought the carp would be a great match for it because you can use just about any white fish with this recipe.
Okay.
And you basically kind of quickly saute it with vinegar and peppers and onions and that sort of thing. And you can do all sorts of stuff. You can put it on rice. You can, you know, put it on bread. You can eat it hot right out of the skillet, or you can chill it and have it as salad. There's all sorts of stuff you can do with it. So I gave it a Caribbean sort of a jerk spiced flavor. I had some really awesome Jamaican allspice that I added to it. And then, of course, various, peppers, dried peppers, and then, of course, sautéed poblanos, red and green, and onions. It was really tasty.
Even though Asian carp eat mostly microscopic food, you do get a lot of meat from the fish.
It's a fairly meaty fish. I mean, they got to have some muscle on them to jump out of the water like they do, you know?
Do you think Cristado's might have Asian carp dishes as a regular part of their menu?
Yeah, you know, Well, when we were open for our restaurant, I used to do blackened tilapia for Sunday brunch, and with poached eggs and hollandaise, and I could definitely see the Asian carp doing that, sitting in that spot easily. I know I could work with that, but then also the simplest things to do, which, you know, I used to do when I was in college and didn't have a whole lot of money, I would make fish cakes. And I know this would be just absolutely wonderful with that.
Nicholas Stewart, chef and co-owner of Crostado's Cafe and Bakery, on the positives of eating Asian carp. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.